welcome to DriveCast. My name is Ed Travers, one of the campus life pastors at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we started our new series, Now Playing, which we do every year, and we look at the collision between faith and film. And what we say is that good stories often point to great stories in the Bible. And we looked at Inside Out 2. This movie, which is a kid's movie, really done very well. I think any adult who has kids would really love to see this movie. The movie was extremely successful. It was the highest grossing movie for 2024. And what you see is this child, Riley, has become a teenager and has has hit puberty and has this new operating system in her mind that's impacting everything in her life. And what happens is this clash between anxiety and joy for dominance for Riley's life. And so it's really, really cleverly done. But it got me thinking about how that we also have a collision spiritually in our lives, one that's pretty epic. And it's found in Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to read just a little bit of what we talked about on Sunday. In verse 16, it says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." And I think what that means for us is that anyone who wants to follow Jesus literally are going to end up in an epic internal conflict. What the scripture is saying is that the flesh and the spirit are opposed to one another. That this is the occurrence for anyone who wants to follow Christ. And so if you understand what the Holy Spirit does and looking at scripture, you know that the Holy Spirit is going to convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So the Holy Spirit's job is to lead us to understand the truth of Christ, to understand the truth of what he did on the cross, the fact that sin separates us from him, and that we need a righteousness that comes only from Christ and what he did on the gospel, on the cross and his death, burial, and resurrection. So that's what the Holy Spirit does. And that moment when we come to faith, that Holy Spirit who's operating outside of us now comes inside of us. That we are born again. God puts his Spirit inside us, indwelling us as just a stamp on our lives of the faithfulness of God. And so what happens, though, for the believer, if you want to follow Christ, when the Holy Spirit comes inside of you, you now have this battle going on inside your life. That this, the don't gratify the desires of the flesh. The flesh, think of the flesh as natural human desires. It goes on in the passage and talks about what the works of the flesh are. But really, we all have a desire for affirmation, for love, for satisfaction, for pleasure, for intimacy, for purpose and meaning. We have all of these desires that God gave us. They're God-given desires. But once sin entered the world and sin in us corrupted every one of those desires. And that's what leads us to this conflicting work of the flesh that you read about in Galatians 5. But the Holy Spirit comes in your life and wants to lead you in a completely different way. And the fruit of the Spirit, things like love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and self-control, these things that he's trying to produce in us stand opposed to the works of the flesh. So our natural desires are corrupted by sin, and the Spirit of God in us now are in conflict. And this is the great battle that's going on inside of us. And I've had many people who are confused by this. They'll come to me and say, "Ed, how can I be a believer if I'm still doing these things? I'm still falling into sin. How can I allow that in my life? How can that be possible? Am I really a believer or not?" And I think it's a sign that you actually are a believer. Because before you're a believer, the Holy Spirit's outside of you, convicting you of sin and of righteousness, but generally speaking, you don't feel that internally. And so you can sin and literally justify it very easily. But if you're literally find yourself in this sinning situation, and something in your soul is just going against it with all of its might, and you can feel that overwhelming sense that this is wrong, this is the wrong direction for my life, that is a sign that the Holy Spirit is battling against your flesh. And you're in a journey to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, to learn to walk in step with the Holy Spirit and really crucify the desires of your flesh. That is part of the walk of every believer. It's an epic collision. And I think that, you know, the movie really reminds us of how that plays out in this kid's life in a different way, but we see it in us. I would say that when someone says that, you know, they're able to sin and they don't feel anything, that's a really bad sign. So wherever you're at today, I just encourage you that as you sense the Holy Spirit, you know, kind of sharpening things in your life against certain directions you may be heading that maybe aren't the way He wants you to go, that feeling inside, cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Turn away from that and turn towards God. Father, I pray that this scripture would be a reminder to all of us that we need to walk in the Spirit of God, that this battle that we feel inside, sometimes, as Paul said, we do the very thing we don't want to do. God, have mercy. Help us to turn away from those things before they get out of hand. Lord, give us the heart of repentance to turn back towards You, to walk in step with Your Spirit. We ask that in Your Son's holy name. Amen. Well, take a second before you move on and think about how this hits you and talk to the Lord about that. Well, till next time, God bless.